we know the kind of money that's flowing into both Democrats and Republicans to not change this competitive monopoly that Big Pharma has. So I keep coming back to this. Trump made some interesting things about Obamacare within the realm of that act that didn't require Congress to act. And even Rand Paul said, you know, it was a good move. So what could he do to curtail? Like, could it be the threat of removing DTC advertising that suddenly says, all right, you don't want to do that, then let's open up the floodgates for all things to be able to speak?
I'll tell you what. Tell you what he could do if he put into if he removed the present chairman of the commissioner of the FDA, or instead put in somebody or put pressure on him to do something. What the commissioner of the FDA could do is announce that based on findings that the enforcement of the health claim provision violated the First Amendment of the Constitution by the agency itself. This is what the Reagan FCC did. They found the Reagan FCC found the Fairness Doctrine to be unconstitutional and then determined that it could not enforce the Fairness Doctrine because it would violate the highest law in the land, the Constitution, and so it refused to enforce it. The same thing could be done with the health claims regime. They could refuse to enforce the health claim regime and then take this position that enforcement will come after the fact only upon proof that the information communicated is false and that there is injury to people. Also, you know, the Federal Trade Commission is in this amazingly bizarre world where it can interpret anything that is communicated to be deceptive. I'll give you a slight example. Let's say that there's a Coca-Cola advertisement that says Coke adds life. That statement could be deemed deceptive by the FTC, and the Coca-Cola company could be required to turn over to the United States government all of the proceeds that have been paid for Coca-Cola while that advertisement has been in place. On the implied claim, they can take enforcement based on what they deem to be implied without any proof that it actually is or understood that way. They are given credit as an expert agency. They can interpret language to mean whatever they want. So they can say, oh, Coke has life. That means that the typical consumer would think that Coca-Cola adds years to someone's life. Oh, not only that, that it enhances your health.
Sure.
Or that it is a health-enhancing substance. On that basis, they could prosecute Coca-Cola for communicating Coke adds life. Now, this is utter nonsense, a huge waste of government resources. No one's injured by this. I mean, no one should be drinking Coca-Cola, in my view, but nonetheless, that's a freedom of choice matter. People
right.
should be allowed to do whatever they want as long as it's not violating the equal rights of other people. So, yeah, this is a disaster. We have a government-run riot in the form of the Federal Trade Commission.
Jonathan, you know, your referencing to the FDA and what Trump could do just made me smile as big as I smiled today. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. Again, I'm talking strategically because we know how difficult it will be to turn Congress from Big Pharma. But Trump has been willing to do some things that are rather interesting. Maybe that's one of them.